I called Vinny's office, and Connie answered. "Is Vinny in?" I asked. "Yeah," she said. "He'll be here all afternoon." "I'll be around in about 10 minutes. I need to talk to him." "Did you catch Morelli?" "No, but I've confiscated his car." "Has it got a sunroof?" I rolled my eyes skyward. "No sunroof." "Bummer," she said. I hung up and turned down Southard, trying to decide on a reasonable advance. I needed enough money to get me through 2 weeks, and if I was going to use the car to catch Morelli, I might want to invest in an alarm system. I couldn't watch the car around the clock, and I didn't want Morelli sneaking it out from under me while I slept, or took a pee, or went to the market. I was pondering an appropriate figure when the phone rang, the soft brrrp almost causing me to run up onto the curb. It was a weird sensation, like getting caught eavesdropping, or lying, or sitting on the toilet and having the bathroom wall suddenly drop away. I had an irrational urge to pull off the road and run shrieking from the car. I gingerly put the handset to my ear. "Hello?" There was a pause, and a woman's voice came on the line. "I want to talk to Joseph Morelli." Holy cow, it was Mama Morelli. As if I wasn't in deep enough doo-doo. "Joe isn't here right now." "Who is this?" "I'm a friend of Joe's. He's asked me to run his car once in a while for him." "That's a lie," she said. "I know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to Stephanie Plum. I know your voice when I hear it. What are you doing in my Joseph's car?" No one can show disdain like Mama Morelli. If it had been an ordinary mother on the phone, I might have explained or apologized. But Morelli's mother scared the hell out of me. "What?" I shouted. "I can't hear you. What? What?" I slammed the receiver down and flipped the off switch on the phone. "Good going," I said to myself. "Very adult. Very professional. Really quick thinking."